Well, folks, welcome to another edition of Politics and Right. I'm Egberto Willis, your host. I got tongue-tied. There's too much going on in the head, from a car to a truck to a hitch. But anyway, we're going to talk about it. Anyhow, how are my brethrens doing today? Welcome to another edition of Politics and Right. Thank you so kindly, all of you, for being here. We are still ramping up on getting the folks on Twitch, Twitter, Instagram. Well, not Instagram yet, but we're looking into it. Anyhow, welcome aboard, Brrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr Squatters, welcome aboard. We forgot to call Bridge Sister MCP. Sister MCP, don't forget. Sister MCP. AC Rodriguez says, hello, señor, y a mi gente. Oh, y mi gente. E2247, welcome aboard. AVQ, Michael Rudman, welcome aboard. Love that everybody is here. Nice. Let's go, folks. Already start giving us those thumbs up on YouTube. Start giving us those likes on Facebook. Start giving us that follow on Twitter. Follow me, please, at Egberto Willis. At EGBERTOWILLIES. Let us get cooking, folks. Let's get cooking. Follow at Egberto Willis. Eric Hayes is in the house. Welcome, Eric Hayes. Let's see if anybody else. All right, let's go to Brother Rudnin, who says, Egberto, have a few long ones, which means I'm going to talk fast as hell. All right. Carbon brief. G7 countries commit to working towards coal phase out. Reuters reports. The G7 group of rich nations has committed to working towards unabated phasing out of coal power. The newswire is in a ministerial level joint communique issued on Friday. The countries also pledged to largely decarbonize power.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Sector by 2035, the Washington Post writes, the commitments will particularly affect Japan, which relies heavily on coal-fired power plants. That the group agreed to end public finance of overseas fossil fuel projects, pledged it to shift sales of road vehicles to predominantly zero-emission vehicles by 2030, and to accelerate shifts away from Russian gas towards clean energy. 2030 is not far away. Short version, coal is over. Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and the United Kingdom are making it a priority that they will stop using coal by 2030 as their renewable electricity supply outpaces any needs for dirty energy. And the possibility of them going 100% renewable by 2030 seems not only possible, but likely. Whereas Japan and the U.S. are just 5 years behind them in ending coal, joining the future in 2036. Daily Dot, viral video shows QAnon and Proud Boys complain after being denied entry into a Trump rally. The Trump campaign gave us VIP tickets. The videos show people wearing Proud Boys insignias being denied entry to former President Donald Trump's rally in Wyoming on Saturday. Security there also said that QAnon signs and symbols were prohibited. Proud Boys and QAnon conspiracy theorists are some of the most loyal Trump supporters since the Capitol riot, where both were heavily in attendance. The far-right conspiracist groups have been increasingly rejected by mainstream society. These fringe movements have outlived their usefulness. Trump has a habit of betraying such people. It's interesting, right? Because they're the ones who kind of promoted all the things that he wanted, and now you're telling me he's trying to deny them? Ooh, what that means is that he is, in fact, running for president. Because he wouldn't care, because, you know, he needs the fringe. He needs the fringe. And if the fringe is abating, hey, or rather if he's unloading the fringe, he thinks he can win without. And he can't. Take a look at what happened in Georgia. Take a look at what's happening all over. But we'll see. NBC News, Tulsa gunman brought an AR-15 rifle hours before using it to kill. I saw that one, so I'm not going to read that. But Yeah, that's true. If we had a delay, I mean, maybe that wouldn't happen. I don't know. Check out the link that Brother Rudden has left us. PolitiFact check. Do 90% of Americans support background checks? Rated mostly true. Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr gave an emotional speech hours after the mass shooting at Texas Elementary School, pleading that lawmakers to pass legislation to expand background checks for gun purchases. Do you realize that 90% of Americans, regardless of political party, want background checks, universal background checks? 90% of us, Kerr said during a news conference before Game 4 of the NBA Western Conference Finals. We're being held hostage by 50 senators in Washington who refuse to even put it to a vote. Despite that, we, the American people, want, they won't vote for it because they want to hold to their own power. It's pathetic. I have enough. Multiple polls indicate that Democrats tend to support universal background checks at well over 90%, while Republicans tend to support universal background checks at around 80%. Hey, all. By the way, Lee Buckley, you know too well, I do not care about the Queen. I do know that, Breach. I do know that. But before I get in, today I have a very long narrative on capitalism. And what I want to do is I want to bring it home. I want you guys to listen to what I have to say and beg you to comment as well. This is important because, I mean, what happened to me today wasn't the shop. You know, I'm going to let the shop have it in the long run. I'm going to write about it. I'm going to post what occurred, etc. But it's capitalism. You know, that's how it works. So I can't blame them for trying. Now, after I write something up, if they continue to do that sort of stuff, you know, they deserve what they're going to get, you know. But before I get there, let me talk to my peeps. IVQ says, I'm watching from Twitch. Bridge MCP says, hey, PDR peeps. Robert Davenport has a standard progressive message. Hello, progressives. Alistair Waters says, hi, y'all. We are Texans, Alistair. You know that, baby. We're Texans. Hello, relatives. Today's visit will be the greatest ever visit for Thursday. That's Brother E2247. And thank you so kindly to Robert Davenport, who started the parade at $20. Who else continues the parade? I'll fix that up into the thing when I get to more of your messages. Thank you, Brother Davenport. You are another hero again. Let's see what else we got here. Thank you for the super chat, Davenport. Let's see, we got Robert P. Davenport, E2247. All right. Hey says, Biden's boot on energy companies has and will cause shortages of gas and electricity and food. IEA has predicted low supply and it will take like worse than 70% of Californians. Okay. I'm not going to read all of your stuff, Eric, because I'm covering it in the capitalism. Because you have fallen hostage to what I'm going to talk about. And Eric, what I ask you to do, you respect me, I know that. Listen to my words through clear glasses, through clear eyes. Please do not go through the colored glasses of the right or of conservatives. Listen to the words that I'm going to say. Listen to my experiences that are the experiences of just about all of us. And then we'll take it from there. So please, brother, I'm not reading that because I know where you're going. All right, let's see. AC Rodriguez says, Señor y mi gente. We got Lee Grant is in the house. Hey, to progressives and intelligent people. Come on, Lee Grant. I hope you don't mean that the progressives aren't intelligent. I hope you mean and you are intelligent people. So what he forgot a word. He said, hey, to progressives and intelligent people. He meant, hey, to progressives. The intelligent people. He replaced the and with the with the and. Thank you though. I know where your heart really was, Lee. Michael Rudden says, Eric Hayes, as it comes to California, I'd be more worried about their water supply than their electricity. Global warming is putting interest one against the other. True. All right, Melanie Keelan is in the house. Welcome, Melanie. I'm glad to see you. But I need folks to listen today for a particularly good reason, because we are the ones that have to make that change, people. Because, listen to what Eric Hayes had to say, right? It's important. And you see what indoctrination has done to us all. And it's not, look, and I can tell you when I came to this country. I came to this country in a certain modal. And for a long time, it changed. Because again, Reagan and the other things about capitalism and the whole stuff. But we'll talk about it. All right, now much from the left on the Tulsa shooting doesn't fit the narrative. Why doesn't it fit the narrative? I have a lot to say about the narrative on the shooting in Oklahoma. Not because the person was black changes anything. Not because that person was black and the reason why he committed the crime had more to do with something away from white supremacy, but the fact that he could buy a gun right before the killing shows how corrupt our gun policies are. So, Lee, I just hadn't gotten to saying it yet, Brother Lee, but it changes nothing that we've said thus far. Absolutely nothing has changed, sir. So, where's your apology, Brother Grant? I want an apology, Brother Grant. Love you, but I want my apology. Let's keep going. Melanie Keelan says, I'm in the house. No, actually, Melanie said, I'm in the house. You go, girl. And let's see what else we got. Lee Grant says, how much from the... Okay, I read that already. And Bruce Pollard is in the house. I always say Bruce Pollard. And today I got a chance to think first and say Bruce Pollard. There we go. Bruce is my brother, man. My brother from another mother. All right, let's see. Eric Hayes, background checks are done now. Okay, Bruce Pollard says, time for a national strike. Is this coming from Bruce? Bruce, did you really say that? Man, I love you, man, but I would have never expected that out of you. Bruce is my good moderate left winger. Okay? Great, but I agree with you, brother. I agree with you 100%. Continuando. Nuestra palabra. Let's continue with our wording. Now, let's see what we got. Oh, I scrolled up too far on the second screen. All right, continuing. John Smith says, we already have background checks. Really, John Smith? So what are we fighting against? I don't remember. We already have background checks? Michael Rodney says, replying to Bruce, I've been calling for a general strike. Hashtag general strike on numerous occasions and have participated in each instances when it was called. Robert Davenport says, showing my respect for Peggy Lopez, Breach MCP, and Alistair Waters. Progressive women always lead the way. So he came up to make sure that he followed our beautiful, beautiful progressive women. And for that, Brother Davenport, I have got to thank you. You know, Egberto is a very make sure all of the times we make sure that we are. Where do I need to put that? I think I put that in here. That's the part that I want. I also like to make sure that all my peeps are rewarded when they reward our program. So as I am speaking, I am making sure that Brother Davenport shows up on the screen. And there you are, Brother Davenport. Thank you so kindly. All right, Paul Fleming says, ATL, check it in. Welcome, Paul. Great to see you here. We also have British MCP say, oh, whoa, Robert Davenport. Woohoo. Eric Hayes, question, are you getting ready for the administration financial hurricane coming that Secretary Janet Yellen conceded an interview with? It wasn't Yellen. I thought it was, what's his name? The guy, the Wall Street guy that worked for Clinton, you know. Look, we could have a storm if they allow a storm to occur. We don't have to have a financial storm at all, you know. But if we let capitalism reign, and that we'll talk about, then that'll happen. Eric Hayes says, doesn't, let's see. Michael Rudden says, Eric Hayes, Egberto skipped one of mine already. Deal with it. You know, right now I have a small audience, right, that listen to me live. Large audience. In podcast, small audience live. What happens when, which I intend to grow, this, have some ways to grow this in the future, that it's going to be a lot of people. You guys are the starters, and I'll always seek out your messages because you guys are the ones who, you know what they say, who bring you there or brought you there. You guys are the ones who brought me here. So I'll always seek out your messages first. But please, on a time that we have a lot of messages coming, please don't hold me too accountable for skipping a few. Please, I ask you so kindly. doesn't fit Egberto's narrative, so won't be read. So message to all. That's the story. No, no, Hayes. No, no, Hayes. Paul Fleming says, if your Texas governor really cares about mental health, he would expand Medicare in your state. Eric Hayes says, no indoctrination here, just facts. Things are expensive, right? Why? Biden inflation. And that's why I told you you're indoctrinated. You want me to read stuff, Eric, that makes no sense. Let me read Eric's. I want to appease Eric a bit. He says this, no indoctrination here, just facts. Things are expensive, right? By Biden inflation and policy on everything takes some responsibility. It is all on his watch. Finale. Punto finale. He's being mean now. Punto finale. All right, Eric Hayes, I love that. All right, let's get serious now. Let's get realistic. Pricing power belongs in the private sector. If there are no shortages and the private sector chose to price because they know people have more money, that's inflation. That is inflation not created because... Here's the funny thing that you guys are saying. If we put more money in people's pocket, there's more money supply. And the people, instead of saying there's more money supply, let's make more things for people to buy, instead they raise the prices for things people need and say, well, there's money to pay for it. And then the people go buy that stuff. That's evil. And that's what we're going to talk about. Capitalism justifies that. But you have to understand the concept. And I'm going to start it with my book. Okay. I tell you what, guys. I'm going to, a national strike for gun sense one, red flag laws two. Time to wait for purchase. Thank you, brother. Egberto, should be research background checks. They are done, and you might want to tell Rudnan too. And that's not completely true. If I go into a parking lot and tell my guns to another person, there's absolutely no background checks, period. And that, again, senor, is punto final. All right, let's go ahead and talk. I'm going to get to your other statements in a little bit, folks, but I want to get onto the capitalism kick that I was talking about here. First, I want to tell you my story. Yesterday, I knew that I'm going to be dragging a very small trailer with my daughter's belongings to Houston. My wife and my daughter, they're going to fly back to Houston. Lou and myself, Roberto, who's always here, and myself, we're going to drive her SUV with a hitch back to Houston. I go to U-Haul. And U-Haul has to test your hitch before they let you put their equipment on. So I go there for their free test. They tested and found out that the left signal light doesn't work on the hitch cable. They said, take it into service repair. Now, you know, if I were at home, I'd probably still take it for repair, but I would be able to take it to repair to somebody I know or whatever. But what I did is I said, okay, my daughter uses a shop here that has been fairly good with them. They overcharge her several times, have called them from Houston, got them to reduce the price, usually between 25 or 50%. So anyhow, I go in there and say, oh, you're Ashley's dad. Yes, I'm Ashley's dad, Ashley's, you know, whatever. And they said, great, great. I said, well, I went to the hitch place. They said the light, the thing needs working on the signal light isn't working, etc. I look at the thing, it says $50 service charge. Now they're telling me it's at least $50 service charge to take a look at it only. And then they said, okay, we'll look at it. I'm thinking I may get out of there with a $100 bill, okay, to fix the hitch. So by just before this show, about 3 hours before the show, I am saying I want to call these guys to see when this stuff is going to be fixed. I call him up. He said, oh, I was just going to call you, Mr. Willies. I said, oh, okay. So can you fix it? Yeah, we can fix it. It's $389.50. By the way, at U-Haul, I can get that cable, the hitch cable, for $19. The hookup is more complicated because you have to take off the two lights on the left, right? But in my opinion, you didn't really have to do that because since we know it was only the left signal that wasn't working, you could probably fiddle just the left side and even keep the same cable. But, you know, I digress. So he says $389. And, you know, but before we got into talking, he knows my story. He knows Ash's story. He knows I'm heading back to Houston, etc. So the way he sees it, he knows that, and he knows that I'm leaving soon. He knows that whatever, remember what capitalism stands for, whatever the market will bear, and it also constrains you to what you have right away. As an example, if you, you know, in healthcare, They said, we want the free market in healthcare, meaning you can shop around for the doctor with the best price. It also means if you can shop around for whatever services, the lab that does it at a better cost, it's efficient. That's bull, right? If you break your leg, you are going to go to the first available hospital so that you don't get infected instead of staying home with a broken leg trying to figure out, oh, what, which one is has the best price? Capitalism doesn't work in things like this. Now, when it comes to my car, yeah, that's capitalism, but here's a kicker. There are no steady prices or no price ranges or whatever, is whatever the market would bear. Now, we have to get back to Houston, right? But our, assuming that I can't pay that $389, right? I would be stuck here not being able to drag the truck, right? The carrier. So I'm talking to him and I said, look, that is not right. First of all, I looked at videos on YouTube to see how it's done, and it's not a $400 job, right? So I'm telling him, let me call back, and I'm going to call U-Haul and see what they have to do, and I'll just pay the $50 fee that you guys did for finding the problem, right? Oh, sir, it's not, we had to take off lights and all that. It's not $50, $117 just to take a look at it. Whatever the market will bear. Okay. You know, I can raise a stink or whatever and have something wrong with my, get these people mess with my car and something happen and in the middle of the road. I know, I just keep my cool. I said, okay, let me call and see. Because what I was going to do is see if the $117 for whatever U-Haul would call if they have the services to just fix a hitch or have extra lights that I can put on instead. I called them, but I'm kept on hold for over half hour. I'm running scared that I need the thing in a day and I need it fixed. So I call him back and I said, okay, sir, I guess you have me behind a rock and a hard place. I'll have to do whatever your cost is. But look, can't we, I'll take $100 off. Just like that, right? So, what about we just baseline at $250? Okay, $250. All right. So that is what I'm going to have to go out there after the show and pay. But my thing is, that's not what it costs. That's what the market will bear. I got extorted for that. And I could say, I could shop around all over and end up, because that's what the market will bear, not being able to do this, so I'm going to pay it. Now, when I came to this country, I spent 1 year at a junior college that I had a music scholarship. I played the tuba and the bass guitar. I spoke about that in my book, As I See It, I believe. And it was interesting because I always liked economics as well. So I took an economics class, minored in economics, and at the college. And I remember going to ECE 101. And I said, we were learning the very basics. And we started out learning about this thing called supply and demand. And the teacher right away said something, and you can read this whole story in my book, As I See It. But the teacher said something to the effect like, okay, let's say that there's this particular product that we made and it took off and a lot of people want to buy it. So we start making a lot of them. What happens to the prices? And I'm like, oh, if it's my company, again, I'm an 18-year-old kid in an EC 101 class, not knowing what capitalism really is or whatever. And it says, there's a lot that you're going to make a lot of these things and a lot of people want it. And so you're going to be able to make more than you can think about and you just keep making it, right? And my simple-minded way of thinking, which economics is honestly simple-minded, if you want it to be, was that, oh, I can sell it for so much cheaper because I'm making so much, the profit margin can be very small and I can still live a good life. That's what I told the professor. The professor laughed. It is no, the price goes up because there's more demand. Even though I can provide supply, right? There is more demand. And since people want it, I can charge whatever the market will bear. So if I have this popular thing, even if I don't have a shortage of this thing, I can just shoot it out there. And that's what we learned. That is how capitalism works. So here in my greenness, in my feeling of honesty, I decided I would have dropped the damn price because I'm making enough money selling a bunch of them, right? But that's not what capitalism teach you. Capitalism teach you how to legally steal. Another example. And some of you already know this story, but I'm going to repeat it because I think it's so important to understand the cancer that we're living under. And by the way, I am not asking us to have price controls on everything. I'm not asking us to not have your own pizza shop, grocery stores, or anything like that. And that's why the title of the show today is I Hate Capitalism, But Don't Be Scared of Them Saying, it's not the socialism people are talking about. That's not what I believe in either. Okay? So, and I think I've told this story to before. It's also in my book. I don't remember if it's As I See It or It's Worth It or it's the other book, How to Make America Utopia. But in the year 2000, everybody was scared at 1999 at 11:59:59. What would happen when that thing hits? Because they used to keep the year number in old technologies, in computer systems, and a lot of people carry over that code even to the PC and to the Apollo and to all these other computer systems. They carried over those two digits. So when we got the wraparound to year 2000, a lot of stuff would ultimately fail. And they actually thought some of the GPS systems would fail as well because they didn't know what software was in there. Because again, all these systems are, they hire different companies to, even the government systems, hire different companies to build pieces of the system on a bid. And they don't know what bugs they have at this turn of the century. Well, I wrote my Z modem, X modem, Y modem protocols to transfer files over the internet, over serial communications and so forth. Back in 1980 something, I wrote some of the code. But all along, I saw the wraparound and the code, and my code was designed not to last 100 years, but to last however many years somebody has a computer that can run it. That's how it was designed. So there was no wraparound. There was two digits. Even though the code had for two digits, I had some wraparound code that says, okay, this is the first iteration, this is second iteration, all that kind of stuff I put into the algorithm so that if it wrapped around 10 times, meaning if it lasted 500 years, unlikely, but it wouldn't die. So everybody, and by the way, it wasn't that I was some smart dude or something like that. Anybody who's writing sensible code, especially near the year 2000, would have put that into their code. And I know a lot of people did. Now, every company who purchased your software would have sent you a conformance letter. I had at that time 6,000 customers, little over 6,000 customers. And there's a good chance that 25, 30% more of them would have said, I need an upgrade to this software. And the upgrade to the software, probably over $100 a pop or even more. And I mean, I remember saying to my wife then, wow, it's amazing. I think a lot of people are going to take advantage of this. A lot of people are going to just say, oh, yeah, and they're going to make a few changes to the code so that if they do a binary scan of the code, they will see that the code is different. But, hey, it must be different. Therefore, there must be a change. I knew my code was going to work at the turn of the century. So every time I got a conformance letter, I will write back to the conformance letter, your code is safe. You don't have to upgrade. You don't have to upgrade. So I left. I think I calculated it once to over $300,000 on the table. Stupid, right? No, honest. I'm not a capitalist. Even though I was in a capitalist system then, I couldn't do it. I tried. I couldn't do it. Okay? So that's $300,000 left on the table. Anytime I pay whatever the market will bear, every time something like what happened to me with this guy here, it drives me nuts because it's not his fault. It's not Eric's fault. When Eric goes ahead now, let's go ahead and bring Eric's statement that is void of reality and truth into the equation. He wants to call this Bidenflation, right? We got inflation, and he says Biden has the boot on the neck of the oil companies. Let's stop for a minute there. Let's assume that that is true. If I was an oil company where Biden had the boot on my neck, and I am making the profits with so little, I'm making the profits on the same amount of oil. I'm making more than three times the profits on the same amount of oil. If that is Biden having his neck on my throat, I would say, Brother Biden, could you put that boot on my neck, my head, my eyes, my belly, and everything else? Because the oil companies are doing better than ever now. And at the same time, they're doing better because they are raising the prices like never before. And then they get the ability to say, oh, it's Bidenflation. Now, if that isn't cognitive dissonance, I don't know what it is. Again, I repeat, if what Biden is doing is having his boot on the neck of oil companies should be saying, could you press a little bit harder? Because it is working very well for us at this point in time. It is working very well for us. So I want you guys to understand this now. And so let's extend the discussion. We have all these people that are complaining and talking about what Biden is doing or not doing. My biggest problem with Biden is right now, first of all, Biden is a neoliberal, and that's why Biden stays quiet, okay? Because if Biden is a neoliberal who was attempting to do a lot of progressive things because he understood that the nation is progressive, and for him to stay in power, he would have to do more progressive things, right? So that's what he's doing. It's not that he loved what he's doing. And the mere fact that you know he's a neoliberal is that he should be having a forceful defense on inflation right now. He should be calling out the private sector like no other. You guys are thieves. You guys are picking America's pockets. Again, let's digress. It's not the government that's putting these prices out there. It's not the government that's telling the oil companies, you cannot do more oil. Let's give another thing. They're talking about, Europe will be in trouble because even though we can get a lot of oil, the problem are refineries. How the hell can you have oil prices this high and have a refinery problem? Oh, it takes money to build a refinery. Yes, it does. But you are awash in money. But what you are doing is you are picking the little man's pockets and taking that cash and putting it into the pockets of the small amount of rich people who own the oil companies and the bonuses that the executives get for stealing the money from the average person and giving it to the wealthy benefactors. Look, this is not rocket science. And until we see it and not indoctrinated by what they tell us, but until we actually see the numbers of how things really work, the lie doesn't work anymore. They talk about, a recession coming. The only reason they would bring a recession in is to protect, again, the bankers. Because you know what? Let's go ahead and say the banking sector crashes, right? Or something issue. All the government have to say, okay, good. We'll nationalize certain things, you know? Because here's the deal. When the financial system freezes, I want you guys to understand this. This is so important because they make you believe that things are not the way they are. You remember that when we crashed in 2008? Nothing economically changed. I want you to hear this again. This is important. When we crashed in 2008, if we forgot about the economic system and told everybody, to do the work as you were doing before. We were in a steady state economic loop. The people that were freaking out are the people who were making money on instruments that produce nothing. Derivatives, credit default swaps, all these things were freezing up. Because when somebody defaulted on a home, some of these market, these things froze up. Now, in the long run, let's say somebody defaulted on their home. The government could do a lot of magical things to keep them in that home. And that all there were magical ways to handle somebody who defaulted on their loans, right? But when it has to be the private sector to handle it, everybody has to have their hand out and says, we can't do that until I make me a dollar. I'm gonna stop my capitalism talk for a little bit here and go to whatever you guys are typing just to make sure I don't get too far behind. Bruce Pollard says, laws need to be the same in every state or national. Agreed, that is for guns, I imagine. Carl Cox says, corporate welfare and inflation, high prices by mega corporation go together. Michael says, better to win. There's a whole lot of more people. I'm going to limit my intro posts to one or two. Look, just bring your bring it, Rednin. I try to get everybody to, even if I have to just read a piece of it. Egberto, go into the licensed Texas gun store and ask for the procedure for a gun background check. Stop talking out the side of your mouth. You're gaslight. No, I am not. I do know what's going on, and I do know that there are certain levels of background checks. I do know that you have to be, look, again, Lee, I know what I'm talking about, sir. All right. June 6th to 10th, LA host Summit of the Americas. Thank you very much, E2247. We have Lee Grant says, we should talk about guns and the culture, not Egberta's zombie economics. No, we're not going to talk about guns and the culture. We know the solution to guns already. Get them to hell off the market. AR-15s kill, period. They're not, they're guns that kill people. If we had a virus that killed people, we would want it eradicated. Well, that's an AR-15, a virus that kills people. Thank you. All right, Michael Renner says, inflation right now has three causes. One, people are no longer staying home due to the pandemic. Supply chains are struggling. And three, corporations are bilking their customers with price gouging, as the people would expect. Thank you, Redden, for having from stating a very sensible answer. Get serious. It's too many dollars chasing too few goods. Again, there are not too few goods. There are not too few goods. The amount of gasoline sales has not gone short. Again. And again, remember what anytime somebody says there's too many dollars chasing too many goods, when there are enough goods, you know what they're saying. Only rich people have the right to have an overflow in money. I want to repeat this. Okay, this is very important, people. Anytime you hear this, Biden put too much money into people's pockets. And because they have too much money, inflation rises because those rich people who control price are going to take that money that Biden gives you away. And the way to take that money away is to raise the prices on the things you want to buy. This isn't rocket science. Again, this is outright capitalism. If you have the money, we'll take it. And if you have your money in instruments that are not takeable, then it's cool. I mean, if people would just understand the indoctrination and that you're willfully allowing yourself to be screwed. And again, when Eric has these horrendously wrong and I say this with love, but uneducated thoughts, all right? When he has those, it doesn't only hurt Eric. It hurts the whole system because it means those of us in the middle class have to suffer because there are too many Erics out there who allow themselves to be used as poster boys for a system that is screwing us all. Let's understand that. And that's why I do this. Because it's like I am planting seeds to those. I mean, look, all my lives know this or even kind of have an idea what this is. And what we do is we kind of express it in a more interesting way, right? All right, John Spitz says, that's the AVQ. But he says, U-Haul is the worst for the hitches. Didn't know that. All right, John Smith, when a criminal sidesteps the law and then gets caught, they have more charge that rightfully lands them in prison. Paul Fleming says Ford hires 6,000 employees to build up their EV production. Love that. Why are you paying for U-Haul's issue? Actually, it's not U-Haul issue. She had a hitch on the car, and all we wanted to do is hook up their U-Haul stuff onto the car. That's what it was all about. Let's see. Replying to Bridge MCP. Let's see. Ground wire, Bridge MCP. Yeah, you're probably right, Bridge. I just didn't have the time to go ahead and get onto the car and do all of that stuff. Maybe Bridge, since DC wasn't too far from New York, maybe you should have come and give Ashley a visit, Bridge MCP. And then you could go under that car and say, Egberto, I know what I'm doing, and this is it. You foolish man. Look how easy I got it done. John Smith says, seems a bit contradictory thinking there. I don't think so. But he says, I had 3 boat trailers, did my own light, etc. Usually ground wire on U-Haul sucks at hitches. Friends work there. I got you, girl. Let's see what else we got. AVQ says all gun sales should require a background check, including secondary markets. And that's the issue, Mr. Who was I talking to? Lee Grant. John Smith says, Maywood, background checks at gun shows are required for all dealers, but it's not required for sales in the parking lot. Thank you. AC Rodriguez, whatever the market can bear is the essence of capitalism. Extract whatever you can from whoever you can. The exactly why it should be not be used for anything that's necessary. And I'm going to tell you how you solve that problem, in my opinion. And then there are a lot smarter people that could actually do a little bit more. Okay, continuing. Let's see what else we got here. John Smith at BHMCP. A light hitch set is $20 with the lights. Oh, there's a light hitch kit. And how do you install it? Is there a special place that connects it or what, Bridge? I didn't know that. You see, I wish this had happened yesterday so that you could teach me. I don't know about these things, man. Michael Renzo, Egberto, capitalists will aim to establish regional monopolies and duopolies, match their price to their neighboring competitors' price, create regional price gouging. You hit the nail on the head. I had to drink a little bit of coffee. I was drying up here. All right, let's see what else we got here. Eric Hayes says, how about this? Anyone moaning when the energy companies were losing billions during the pandemic? The energy companies were not losing billions because they simply had the stuff in the ground, okay? And what they're doing is recovering it right now. Again, asset transfer from asset to cash because the government gave them free will to that oil. Come on now. So they charge low prices, right? So when supply is low, like now, again, Eric, I think I gave an explanation that an eighth grader understood. Stop being indoctrinated and listen to what I'm saying and understand what I'm saying and stop trying to fit what you are saying into what they indoctrinated you about. Stop it. Grow up. All right. Replying to Lee Grant. I'm not saying she lives in New York. In most other states, there's no checks for rifles and shotguns. Okay. All right. Let's see. Bridge says the oil companies have the oil. Nothing to do with the drill, baby drill. Hence why oil profits are in the billions for us and their price gouging. Oil companies made $93 billion in profit last quarter. Analysis of 28 select companies showed a median growth of 127% because they raised prices, and yes, partly due to global never any precedent. The low gas prices in Russia, Kuwait, and Saudi Arabia show that Joe Biden's decision to cancel the Keystone Pipeline project is to blame for U.S. prices. President Joe Biden's is not to blame for U.S. prices. Joe's decision to cancel the planned Keystone XL, which was not in operation, did not cause the recent increases. The pipeline shutdown has absolutely nothing to do with gas prices. True, said Patrick Hand, head of petroleum analysis, Gas Buddy. Prices are higher because production has lagged behind, not because there isn't enough pipeline capacity. There is. They won't use what they have saved from the pandemic. Also, the Keystone pipeline was a dirty crude tar. Sand coming majority, both Obama and Trump administration concluded that the Keystone XL project would not have lowered gasoline. No more importantly, went over Indian land. I mean, it's silly. The arguments are silly, but you know what is more silly? That some people buy the arguments. That is, and whenever people buy the arguments, it allows these guys to keep getting more, coming more with you, going against your own interests over and over and over again. How can they raise prices? I thought the price was driven by global markets. So, Egberto, how can the oil companies set their own prices? Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Help me. Help me. Didn't I just explain that? Oil giants reap record profits as war rages in Ukraine and energy prices soar. I'm listening to my good friend British MCP, who told me after I've explained something not to go allow folks to take you through the rabbit hole. If you want to understand it again, rewind. It's there. Lee Grant, if you get your news from known conspiracy mills and don't bother fact checking, you're gonna get thoroughly brainwashed, and that's what happens exactly. Thank you for stating that. Heads up, halftime, babies. You are. Oh God, I forgot to ask you guys. Anyhow, guys, let me go ahead and play my video.
I'm Egberto Willis, as host of Politics Done Right, a progressive radio media show on Pacifica Networks, KPFT 90.1 FM Houston, that engages all ideologies. I found that our political angst isn't mostly ideological. There is a well-designed effort by many in power to control us. If we are at each other's throats, we are less likely to demand our economic and local wishes. In that light, I wrote three books. I wrote the first one titled, As I See It, Class Warfare, the Only Resort to Right-Wing Doom, to describe the entire economy in a manner we can all understand. It highlights why it was designed to pilfer most as it empowers a few, the chosen. The second book, titled, It's Worth It, How to Talk to Your Right-Wing Relatives, Friends, and Neighbors, take it to the next level. After understanding how the system pilfers, it is incumbent that we can speak to our peers to empower a change. The third book, How to Make America Utopia, Take Away the Economy from Those Who Rigged It, gives us a place to land. After learning about our economy that is dysfunctional for most and learning how to engage the other side, we point out what would make an economy that works for all. Each book stands on its own, but together they provide the full picture. Please consider getting one or more. You will undoubtedly learn, be entertained, and help us continue the mission with our blogs, articles, videos, and books. I'm Egberto Willis.
Thank you very much, folks. So please go to, I just put the link in there, politicsandright.com/books. Please also, if you're on YouTube, please remember, give us that thumbs up. We only have 11 thumbs up with more people than that watching, and many came and left without doing a thumbs up. Please go ahead and do a thumbs up now on YouTube. Also, please go ahead and click that join button on YouTube. Become a part of the PDR Posse on YouTube. To do that, if you're not on YouTube, you can go to politicsandright.com/YouTube. politicsandright.com/YouTube. You can also support us by going to our store. Our store has a lot of new stuff in it. Please shop at the store. We make a few pennies off of the t-shirts, the hats, the cups that Bridge designed, etc. politicsandright.com/store. There it is in the link, politicsandright.com/store. The best way to support us is either, one way to support us is via Patreon, politicsandright.com/patreon. Patreon is spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N, P-A-T-R-E-O-N. But our preferred method is always going to be, because they charge the least, PayPal, politicsandright.com/PayPal. The all-encompassing way to support us is via our link, politicsandright.com/support, which also include things like Zelle, Cash App, what is the other one again? Venmo, and all the rest. So anyhow, please support the program. This is how we get people more enlightened. This is how we get rid of the cobwebs that mislead people into voting against their own interests. We have, you could see classic folks in here who have drunk the Kool-Aid from the right. Egberto Willis, you should have a start or end headlines, click like or thumbs up while right. Oh, you're right. Reading or watching. And you know, I love that girl. I got a lot to do when I get back to Houston. So I'm going to ask you to be my tutor when I get to Houston Bridge, to say, Egberto, don't forget to do this. Don't forget to do that. Let's do this. This will work better. And anybody else who want to help Bridge help me, please go ahead and do so, because that is how make progress. All right, let me get back to the list of people that I haven't yet answered. Justin Trudeau just recently said that AR-15s, these weapons were designed for one purpose and one purpose only, to kill the largest number of people in the shortest amount of time. There is no use and no place for such a weapon in Canada. And that's the truth. Only in a criminal culture will you need a gun like that. A criminal culture. I'm not saying a U.S. culture. I'm saying a criminal culture that lives within the United States. Yeah, they will have AR-15s, all right. All right, let's see. AC Rodriguez says, the sad part is that the right will call Biden a socialist when he is a neoliberal corporate politician and believe it. I know, it's funny, because Biden is closer to your moderate Republican than he is to a progressive. The only reason we got Build Back Better is likely because they knew they were going to get it split into two. So the part that Republicans love got passed, but the part that progressives need, and what at least 80% of Americans need and want, of course it gets placed on hold. Actually, it gets killed. And if we don't keep the Senate and the House, it's dead. It's that simple. Not completely, because here's what's going to happen. Let's postulate something. I wouldn't be surprised if Build Back Better continues to poll well, and a Republican Senate and a Republican House, or a Republican House and a Democratic Senate passes it, and which they could legitimately campaign and say it took a, because remember, they know they're not really conservative. They're power hungry, right? They would pass something to get a Trump elected and say, you see, Democrats couldn't do anything. We came into power and we got the president's Build Back Better passed. It wouldn't surprise me if they did that. Would not surprise me. And then they would have proven competence. Not real, I mean, a hypocritical one. But you see, it would be the Democrats' fault, because the Democrats have everything necessary right now to pass every bill they need to pass. And people can talk about cinema and people can talk about Manchin. If the president really wants, he could probably pull Manchin's hand in quiet. It's too late now. But he could have made a deal. But the truth of the matter is, neoliberals don't particularly like all of Build Back Better because it empowers people too much. And neither neoliberals, nor conservatives, nor right wingers, the leaders that is, want empowered people. The right wing rank and file, they think they're getting empowered. The conservatives think they're getting empowered. They're not. They're just slaves like everybody else. Just slaves. Okay. Let's see what else we got here. Let's see. We got now, Paul Fleming says, reply. No, that's a reply. You are funny today is what Eric Hayes says. I hope I'm funny. We want you to smile too, don't you? When you listen to Politics Done Right, you want you to learn. You want to teach. I like to learn from you all too. Definitely. There's so much brain power in this room. There is so much brain power in this room. I learn every time. All right, Robert Davenport says, Keystone Pipeline was for dirty Canadian oil for export to the world market, never for domestic use in the USA. Absolutely so. I will keep it up. I hope you keep it up by learning. So keep coming. I hope that's what you mean. You Republican listeners get an F today. I think you're right. Okay, what else we got here? Another one to read. Hey, you know something, guys? You know, this energy takes energy. Egberto Willis, you should have... I read that. LOL, I will forget. No, you won't forget, Bridge. You have a young mind. Ashley told me you got a young mind. Come on now. All right, Michael Ronan says, we got Build Back Better because renewables are what cheaper than fossil fuels. And corporations can profit from such infrastructure investment. Yep. Question, you want to legalize drugs like fentanyl and I want to legalize all. Don't even worry about it. I want to legalize them all. All. More people have died of overdose versus gun violence. Why would Canada do this? Yes, to keep the populace. No. They do it to help people. And again, remember, when you take fentanyl, it is your choice. You decided to take fentanyl yourself. When somebody uses an AR-15 on you, they chose to inflict those bullets on you. It's not too hard to see the difference. One is self-responsibility, something Republicans like to talk about. The other one is somebody imposing something on you. And that is what I find so ironic. You guys are on the wrong side of the issues based on your ideology. A AR-15 is the imposition of bullets on somebody else. Legalizing drugs is somebody taking personal responsibility. And you guys don't see the hypocrisy in your objection to both? Madre mía, ¿qué es lo que está pasando? No sé qué le pasa a tú, la gente aquí. Let's see. I got to make a long walk to go pick up that car now. So I'm running out of steam and I'm going to need much more. Robert Davenport says, GOP hates Democrats far more than they love America. I agree with that. They are driven by hatred of the other, not love of country, like progressive Democrats are motivated by. Yeah, but here's the deal, Davenport. I'm going to put a little corollary to that. And I'm going to put it this way. I'm going to say, while that's true, that's what they were taught. And what we need to do is unteach them that stuff. All right, let's see. Egberto, one of the best benefits of legalizing it is that users will now know that drugs and what doses they are taking. Regulations will eliminate hot doses. I agree. Thank you for saying that. All right, we're coming close to the end of the program. And I can't, let's see, one, progressives are self-interested. Yeah, that's why we want to make sure that there are policies out there for everybody else. So that's self-interest, all right. Oh, Lord. It's amazing how Republicans are able to have their people think the way they do. I just find it fascinating. Completely and entirely fascinating. But anyhow, I got to get out of here, folks. Please remember, hey, Norman Reynolds, how you doing, my brother? Nice to see you here. Nice to see you here. We got to get out of here. My name is Egberto Willis. This is Politics Done Right, and you guys know how I end this baby. I am what? What again? Out!
We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.